I think, you know, when you stop and think about Mr. Bolin and the fact that he bought the team in 84 and he's been the owner since then, and all of the accomplishments that he's seen his team put up. But I think one of the really cool things about Pat is that he's done so much for the community that a lot of people really don't know about. He's been one of the people that a lot of folks in need could count on throughout the years. So I think that's what I think about when I think about this weekend. I'm so anxious to call the game. I just think it's going to be a great, great matchup. You have marquee quarterbacks. You have two unbeaten teams. I think only the fourth time in NFL history that you have two unbeaten teams, at least 6-0, matching up in the regular season. So, I mean, for Denver, they've got to try to slow down Aaron Rodgers. I think you have to do the best you can to make him one-dimensional. The Packers are eighth best in the NFL running the football. Nobody really talks about that. But they're very good in both areas. And then from the Broncos offense, I think you have to stand up and be counted. I think you cannot expect your defense to hold the Packers to 10 points in a game like this. So offensively, Denver has to make some plays. They've got to score some points and do the best they can to stay on the field and keep Aaron Rodgers and company on the sideline.